This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It commands our headlines today as well. Bismarck Tribune, fallen officer mourned. Piecing together standoff will take time, investigators say. Neighbors react to deadly shootout. Other end of the state, Fargo Forum's slain officer was a natural cop, says one headline. Another, investigators began the task of piecing together details. The standoff suspect charged with a 1988 murder. Served 4 years for negligent homicide. Welcome once again to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, Freedom Friday. We're going to chat a little later on today with Pete Hegseth, who is a champion for veterans and a veteran himself of Iraq and Afghanistan. Just did a special for the Fox News Channel on a community in Michigan that is now with the distinction of being the first United States Muslim-majority city. So we'll talk with Pete a little bit about that later on. Wayne Stengem will be here, our Attorney General in North Dakota, candidate for governor as well. We're going to get his take on what the Supreme Court has done to stop the EPA for now on the Clean Power Plan, something that his office has been working to do. And we didn't get to this yesterday. We will today. I promise an update on the API gumbo cook-off. Tiffany Steiner from MBI Energy Services. Christy Baumgartner from Wyoming Casing Service. They do really neat stuff for a lot of great causes. The API gumbo cook-off in Dickinson, Feb 20. And I'll be there. Looking forward to it. So stay tuned for that. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil Does. Find out more at their Facebook page, North Dakota Oil Can, or online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney, yesterday, in talking about the incident that took the life of a Fargo police officer, Jason Moser, said the following. Listen to this clip.
People are hunting us. And how do you think that sits with us? But yet we, you know, wear this badge with honor and pride, and we're going to go out every day and protect our communities.
People are hunting us.
Whoa.
Us being law enforcement. Folks, I can't put into words what I felt when I heard that, coupled with, obviously, the last 24-hour news cycle here, in which you have news of this officer down. The National Sheriff's Association actually has declared today a day to stand with law enforcement, wear and display blue, and at 12 noon today, encouraging all law enforcement professionals, first responders, supporters, and citizens to please wear and display blue, and join in a moment of silence to honor and remember the sacrifice of our fallen deputies and officers from Colorado, Maryland, and North Dakota at noon. Four law enforcement officers hunted this week. The senseless killing of four law enforcement officers just this week. And you know what? We didn't talk a lot about it, about this, but you have entertainment at the Super Bowl last Sunday, which could be fairly called anti-police. So what are we doing? What can we do? We had a call yesterday. A Minot listener said, let's do something for the family of that fallen officer in North Dakota, died on the in the hills. There are efforts. We've talked today with the Fargo Mayor, Tim Mahoney, who said the city is wanting to do something, coordinate some efforts. There are a few efforts that are out there, GoFundMe and others. Also one with a local Fargo bank, Bell State Bank, that you can go to, but nothing online. So they are going to do something that the city will, for lack of a better term, bless. So appreciate the sentiment from that listener yesterday. Don't have an answer for you, but I told you we'd get one, and we will, I hope, before the end of the program today, know more about that. If not by the end of today, we'll have it first thing Monday, but they are working on this. But we know of this officer in North Dakota. I wasn't aware until the National Sheriff's Association put this out. Maryland, Colorado, 4 law enforcement officers just this week. Here's my big question. Here's what I'm having a struggle to answer. Why? I don't mean in each individual case why this Marcus Schumacher decided to do this. I just mean, why is this happening more? What? Roll that clip again from the sheriff, Todd.
People are hunting us. And how do you think that sits with us? But yet we, you know, wear this badge with honor and pride, and we're going to go out every day and protect our communities.
Definitely devil's advocate for just a quick sec.
Please.
Isn't Schumacher just a guy who probably shouldn't have been free in the first place? Given his past convictions, given the plea deal he had, should he have ever gotten that plea deal, stemming back from the 88 case?
I want to know more about that case, but
I mean, are they being hunted? Absolutely. No question. But is that what this is, or is this a completely different type of incident? Still senseless, still incredibly sad.
But there's people like him on the streets of every town. And sure. Honestly, there always has been. But why is it now something where again, he had these high-powered rifles, and he specifically was targeting, in this case, Officer Moser, and, you know, intended to murder him.
But this is the guy who murdered his friends.
He tried to murder others.
He tried to murder one other.
Yeah. And he tried to murder other officers. And I understand he put a ton of bullets into this, what do they call that robot deal they use again?
Bearcat.
Yeah. Do you have the audio clip of Sheriff Laney on the Bearcat?
Give me a sec, I will.
All right, you tell me when you have that, because here's a tool law enforcement uses in cases like this to ascertain what they're dealing with. And here is what Sheriff Laney said about the Bearcat and how it was used yesterday.
That Bearcat, had it not been on scene tonight, we would have had a lot more cops wounded or killed. That Bearcat, when I say it was a lifesaver last night, it was an absolute lifesaver. And the idea that kind of equipment is and I'm not going to pontificate on that today. That's not for this. But without that equipment, we would have been in very dire straits.
Yeah. And by the way, what he's referring to is that the Obama administration wants to not allow law enforcement to use those. They call it intimidating or whatever. And he was starting to talk about that, and he said, I'm not going to go there today. But
imagine if we didn't have that technology. Imagine if this happened before this existed. Holy cow, it would have been a different story. It wouldn't have just been one officer.
Right. And again, he put a bunch of bullets into that thing. And it could have been into officers.
That would have been people instead of a bunch of metal.
What the heck is going on? Why is this happening? 4 law enforcement officers just this week. Can you explain this to me? I don't have an answer. I'm not being cute looking for the right answer. I'm just wanting a conversation about this. I think we need one. Because sadly, a week from today, many people will forget this happened, other than those closest to it. Law enforcement and family members. But those without a connection, it'll be on to the next thing. You know, the weather will get more conversation next Friday than will a hero's life being taken. Why? 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 That's my question for you. To answer, call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And dial us up at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8255. 8503. What's going on? Why is this happening? I want to take us from shaking our head in disgust, from having a pit in our stomach about it, from being, you know, angry and mad and all the emotions you go through, and just understanding why it's happening. Because I don't hear that conversation until we figure out that out. Figure it, you know, get a consensus, if you will, on why it's happening. How in the world do you fix it? What do you do about it? All right. Let's talk about it. We need to break here, but we've got a full bank of calls coming in. Sue and Mandan wants to know about the Bearcat. Glenn and Mandan could help answer the question, why? We'll start with you two and others as well. Email from Larry in Bismarck. Off-air calls coming in. Let's get this conversation going on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Piper's Auction Company's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Regent, Goodrich, Devil's Lake, and Lemon, South Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in Stark, Wells, Walsh, Burley, Morton, McLean, Slope, and McHenry counties. For a complete catalog or to view all of these Piper's auctions, go to Piper's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, you're asking why, Scott. It's really simple. It's all about guns. You need to get them off the street. Pure sarcasm here. Anyway, basically, the sheriff's right. They're being hunted, and that attitude has been set by an administration that is out to destroy. And sadly, these poor guys are going to get in the way. Bye.
Appreciate the call. So there's a why. First, a little sarcasm, and certainly that the first answer, although I know it wasn't his answer. He was just having fun trying to...
I got second, scared for a second there, though. I thought, oh, no, here comes that argument.
He's trying to give us a heart attack, but the answer he does answer with, I want your reaction to it, you know. Honestly, I have not liked the administration's stance on much of this, but I don't know that I'd put it back as the root cause of it, to encourage it. In other words, can we legitimately say that a guy yesterday with his rifles is doing that because President Obama doesn't like cops, so I'm not going to like him either, and it's okay to kill him? I don't know. I don't put it at that myself, but I welcome your opinions. No question about it. Hey, I want to tell you about Al Halverson. Al Halverson is one of the Heat All's team members at the Minot location. And what he does every day is drive north, south, east, and west. He goes to repair shops, implement dealers, construction, businesses, and folks like that. So he's out there interacting with people every single day. And what do you need? What can I get you? How's that for service? That's what you get from Heat All's. And a couple days a week, he's out of town and taking orders the other days. And been at Heat All's about 10 years, really loves that. Before that, 25 years another company. So 38 years in the industry, as a matter of fact. His very first car, by the way, a 58 Chevy. I said, you got to have it, don't you? Doesn't have it. Love to have it. Doesn't have it. Yeah. 58 Chevy, Impala. Paid $100 for it. Isn't that nice? There you go. Stanley native, been in Minot since 1980, and one of the many great team members you'll find at Heat All's. Heat All's has it. Not only the part you need, but great people. So when you see Al next and he comes by to deliver a part, you ask him about that 58 Chev. You didn't keep it? Come on, why not? All right, let's get the phones here. Glenn in Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I think a lot of this stuff with the police, though, the guy that called in and said it was the administration, I believe that's part of the sleeve. And I think the other part of it is we don't punish these guys anymore. They sit in a penitentiary, which I'm sure is not pleasant, and we spend between $56,000 and $75,000 a year on them. I'm sure there's a lot of us that would like to live on that type of income. And I'm a strong believer in capital punishment. I think they have to bring that back, especially when there is first responders that are killed or injured because of these criminals. We need to do away with them. Once they get that far along, we don't need them in our society.
By do away with them, lock them up, throw away the key, you know?
No, execute them.
Death penalty, okay, yep.
Yeah, because take a look at the people that are sitting in penitentiaries now that are violent offenders. I'm not talking about the guys that are nonviolent. I'm talking about the violent offenders that, they still live their life as if they were outside. They take care of business, whether they're in a penitentiary or not.
Glenn, appreciate the call. The answer that I would put to your response on why would be we're just not enough deterrence, right? If we're tougher when this happens, there'll be a deterrent there. Is that the why? Another caller who's gone, Sue, I think, wanted to know, hey, what's this Bearcat all about? Bearcat's basically an armored vehicle. That's what I would I'd call it. You know, it's just and again, those were the ones that the administration wanted to outlaw because they didn't think law enforcement should have them. It seemed too intimidating. Well, in this case, it saved a lot of police officers' lives. Ben in Stark County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's your why, Ben?
Hey, Scott. An officer getting killed is obviously a really bad thing, but I don't really know the whole story either. You know, like, this man was in his own house, right?
Yes.
And so he wasn't, like, actively out hunting officers. You know, obviously, I mean, I don't know if they can do an autopsy on him, or obviously he was messed up on something, or, you know, chemically impaired somehow. But, like, this was over a domestic dispute or something, and yeah, people escaped the house, or how did that work?
Yeah, what we do know is that a son called 911 reporting that this Marcus Schumacher, the father, was firing a weapon at the mom. Right, so that's what prompted the police response. They then, you know, came in and set up a perimeter around the situation. The son and the mother did get out at some point. I don't know how.
Did they get out after the officer got shot, or before the officer got shot?
I don't know that. Don't know the answer on the timing. I know that he did put up on Facebook after the 911 call, so after the shots had been fired in the home, well, Mom, it's finally happening. Something to that effect. And kind of a rambling Facebook post acknowledging what was going on. But I specifically asked Chief Todd, you know, is this sort of, okay, I'm firing, like, you know, get away from my house. I'm just kind of firing randomly and happened to hit the officer or not. I guess there were tons of shots fired, obviously. And they found bullet holes blocks away.
Right.
You know, yeah, so there were, and specifically the officer was shot at the perimeter standing, and also a police car shot up, and then this Bearcat I mentioned, shot it a bunch of times.
See, I understand the reason for the Bearcat. You know, I just, I mean, it reminds me of a standing army, you know, and I don't know that our local officers need tanks, but, I mean, I don't know the situation, but is it a situation after it was somewhat secured? Could have they backed off? You know, I just don't know any of the details. Like, obviously, you don't want, well, you don't even really want the guy that, the guy in the house to get killed either. I mean, that's not, God specifically says that he doesn't have any pleasure in the death of the wicked either, you know, so, the death all around is a bad thing. You know,
No question about it. I mean, and again, there's something in that individual causing him to hunt police officers that is not unique to Fargo, North Dakota
really
in the last 24 hours, you know. Well, I think it was hunted. I think that's a fair description by the sheriff myself. Daryl and Minot, Michael and Tioga coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney said yesterday, people are hunting us. This is the sheriff of Cass County in North Dakota. People are hunting us. An officer has fallen after having been targeted by a suspect in a domestic disturbance. And I'm asking why. Because not only is it here, it's everywhere. For this week, what's going on? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. By the way, you've heard me talk about our Minnesota Wild trip later this month. And we had expanded this based on some feedback from listeners to be a bit of a salute to the troops, to be able to take some folks that are veterans. We always love opportunities to say thanks to vets. In light of what happened yesterday, some folks have said, hey, how about expanding that to law enforcement? And if you do that, let me buy a couple of seats. And so, look, we're here to serve, right? And if number one, we are looking for veterans, and we are looking for law enforcement folks and their families that would like to attend. And if you would like to provide, buy a seat for somebody, we'll match you up, even let you know who you're taking care of. Simple as that. This is February 28th. It's a 2 p.m. game. Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers. And our friend Dave Noah from RE/MAX Legacy Realty set up a sweet coach ride down there, which would be great fun. See the Minnesota Wild and the Florida Panthers play. So the bus will leave from Fargo at 2. I'm sorry, at 7 a.m. on the 28th. The game's at 2. This is Sunday, February 28th. And if you would like to go with law enforcement, with a veteran, here's the special price, $199. You have a veteran you're going to bring along, $199. The tickets, folks, are about that price. These are really good seats, lower bowl, for the Wild and the Panthers. Or if you would like to donate for law enforcement or veteran to go on the trip, same number, 855-200-1776, extension 3. Talk to Marie. She'll take care of you. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Okay, back to the phones here. I want some more What's on Your Mind listeners savvy thoughts, insights into why law enforcement officers are being hunted. It's exact quote from Cass County Sheriff Paul Laney. People are hunting us. Why? Daryl, why not? Why?
Well, if you bear with me, I can explain it to you a little bit, I think.
I'd like that.
Well, a few years ago, there was a movie producer in California made the comment when the gun control push failed again. He said, you give me 2 years and I'll have the public so mad at guns that they will demand that you take them off the streets and get rid of all the guns. Now, you look at Hollywood, you look at the violent movies. When's the last time you went to a movie, even semi-violent, if there is such a thing, that you ever seen the good guy win and the crowd applaud? The good guys don't win anymore because that goes against the agenda of getting the guns off the street. Now, that being said, not everyone's doing that, but it's the way society is going. That kind of violence sells. There's a bunch of druggies and stuff out there, and it plays in their scheme, and it's going to keep going. Hollywood could turn this around a lot if they would, but there's no money in it for them.
So, essentially, Hollywood is poisoning the culture to the extent this is now considered okay.
Well, you look a few years ago, this guy that shot this policeman, my heart goes out to that family, he was, I'm guessing, in the 40s, based on when he graduated high school and whatnot. Now, if you begin to go back and think about when these video games started turning violent, that's the right time set, and they've stayed that way. So the next generation is being indoctrinated, video games, movies, even our TV shows. There's 15 murders committed on TV every night. At least 15.
Daryl, good insights. Thanks for the call. Michael in Tioga next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's your why?
Scott, a couple of three or four callers ago, I believe the gentleman's name was Ed, mentioned that the one element we're missing today in a number of our states is a death penalty. And I think that's a large contributor there. That should be automatic for a certain level of crime when you're convicted. And I think second to that is over the past 3 to 4 decades, the lack of parenting, well, especially within the inner cities, there's such a lack of discipline in the parenting in homes now that it's causing our society to just turn completely away from any moral compass.
And I think any fair reading of our culture today or just basic statistics on the family would say you're exactly right, Michael. What do you know, we are where we are. How do you fix that?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, one of the downfalls in our country right now starts with some of the teachings, not only in the lower elementary and middle schools, but also up to the university levels. That actually promote this type of behavior. We've got to change that.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, I'm going to just play out your parenting theory here a little bit. So it's parenting, and we'd agree that, you know. So is it a lack of love? Lack of the discipline? Is it hardened hearts?
I think the lack of love comes more from the lack of tough love, and that I tell you, I don't know how to explain it. I just think we've got to change that culture.
Michael, appreciate the call. Got me thinking. 800-228-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Terry in Sterling, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got a couple things. I think the capital punishment thing should be implemented. First off, second off, this deal in Fargo, I'm kind of confused on a couple things. I don't condone what was going on there, but I'm kind of confused why they would claim that he was targeting officers if it was a domestic thing in his house. And
well, that could have been a lure to get them there, right?
And
even if he didn't start out to target law enforcement officers, he did eventually.
Yeah,
you know, once it became a scene.
Once he took off running, I guess the thing that bothers me is they can't determine whether he was shot from a pursuing officer or a point-blank range shooting himself. There just seems something strange there because they can always, you know, with an autopsy, they can tell if a man was shot point-blank range.
Yeah, I think that's what they planned. what they've done is when there's an officer involved shooting, I think they kind of just remove themselves and say, let's let another agency get in here and take a look. So right now, the Bureau of Criminal Investigation is the lead agency, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office is the backup agency. And they're going in and doing all that. Did you say he fled? Because he didn't flee. He was in the home the entire time. And
didn't he shot the officer? Did they not say that he took off and another officer pursued him and was shooting at him?
No, I never heard that. I know there was a ton of gunfire exchange, but I don't think he ever left the home.
Oh, and I got my wires crossed on what I heard. Okay.
Yeah, because then they went in then to determine that, because they hadn't any communication from him for several hours, so they're trying to determine what happened. They finally figured out that he was deceased. What they don't know is in all that exchange of gunfire, whether or not he was hit or whether or not he just at some point decided to end his own life after, in his mind, successfully targeting law enforcement officers.
I got my wires crossed. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No, appreciate it, Terry. Thank you very much. But so anyway, as far as determining how he actually did die, I know that that's part of the investigation to find out if it was, different bullet or from one of the law enforcement officers or was it his own. Kelly emails, this is certainly an argument for gun control. Why was this human being allowed to have guns? Something has to be done. People with his history cannot possess weapons. We need to open our eyes. I'm not a Second Amendment basher. This is ridiculous. Well, I guess I could have set my clock to the fact that we would hear from some folks who would be of that opinion. Again, that's a lazy argument in my mind. It's a lazy argument to blame an object for this.
Well, I was kind of surprised at the one that asked, well, how did a convicted felon get a hold of a firearm? That's not that hard.
Well, again, I'm trying to get to the root cause of why people are hunting law enforcement. And the idea that it's because of guns is crazy. No, it's a decision to hunt law enforcement. And it's happening more and more and more. Why? That doesn't have anything to do with guns. Because if someone's willing to hunt a law enforcement officer, they're not going to care about whether or not they legally possess a weapon or not. Keith and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to touch on maybe what the guy's mindset would be. Just try to profile it a little bit. So what would happen? And let's just assume that the guy woke up that morning, had an argument with his wife, and decided mentally, today's a good day to die. So at that point, whatever he does is, if he kills anybody, if he kills himself, it's not going to matter whether you have a death penalty anymore. And I think that's probably a predominant factor in a lot of these people that are going out and shooting to kill people, cops, soldiers. If you look at it from that point of view, what's their death penalty going to do? The guy wants to die anyways. He's going to carry out whatever he plans to carry out. I'm not saying that as an excuse for him. Obviously, it's pretty deplorable what he did, but I actually think that too many of these people are starting their day out with that type of mindset. These people that went through that center down in San Diego and shot and killed all those people in that conference room. You look at all these killers today. Well, what do they got to live for? They're at the end of their rope. They really don't care whether they die or live. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Appreciate the call, Keith. Thanks a bunch. A lot of other calls waiting. Dennis and Minot, Casper and Linton, Chris and Bismarck, Mike and Williston. Going to get to all of you. We do have one note here. As I mentioned briefly earlier, in light of the tragic shooting of a Fargo police officer in the line of duty, the Fargo Police Department, along with the city of Fargo, has created the Moser Family Benefit Fund at Bell State Bank, but also at the Impact Foundation. So impactgiveback.org will have details later this morning.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see him, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Go ahead and roll that call that came in during the break there, Todd, if you would.
I think the Bearcat was necessary. I really do. Look, the body armor can only withstand a certain caliber of weapon. If this was using a high-powered rifle, it would have went through that body armor like it wasn't even there. And I think it was necessary. But when you have an administration that condones violence against police officers...
Yeah. What do you expect? A lot of you are putting this squarely on Barack Obama's feet. I have to tell you, you don't hear me say this very often. I think that's a symptom of a larger problem, but it doesn't address the larger problem. There's a bigger problem at play here. And by the way, somebody has texted us that there was another shooting taking the life of a law enforcement officer last night, so we're now up to five. I had mentioned, we had the incident here, Colorado, Maryland, and evidently there's one other one. Unbelievable. We're brought to you in part today by B Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets to keep you connected. Personalized customer service you deserve without the lines, no hassles. And right now, trade in any mobile phone and get $200 off an eligible Samsung device. So you can be part of the Samsung Galaxy family with like an S6 or S6 Plus or the Note 5. One trade-in device per transaction. They have all the details at the stores. Be mobile. Everywhere you're at, home, lakes, beyond, locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. Find a location near you at bemobile.com. Connect to communicate at bemobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, back to your calls. Full bank of calls on this topic today. I hear you. Michael in Williston, what's on your mind? Michael, are you there? Don't hear you. Dennis in Minot, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, you're next.
Yes, sir. You know, they keep talking about these gun control. And I don't think it's the gun control. It's not guns that are killing the people. It's the people that are killing people. And this shooting that took place in Fargo the other day, what is wrong with our judges? This guy shot a guy, killed him in 1988, wounded another guy, and he served 4 years is all he served. We had an instance. We had a woman in Minot. She choked one of her daughters to death. She got probation for 18 years. Our judges need to wake up out there and start penalizing these people instead of slapping their hands and letting them go.
Yeah, 17-year-old that he murdered, attempted murder of a 21-year-old in Grand Forks.
Yeah. Right, and he got out of it. You know, 4 years for taking somebody's life. There's no reason for it. Our judges need to wake up out there.
He was charged with murder and attempted murder, got out of him, did get 5 years for negligent homicide, and of that served 4 in the state pen, released in part for good behavior. But there's some explaining to do there, too. Very good points, Dennis. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Casper in Linton, what's on your mind?
You have to go back and read a book called The Naked Communist. It's Washington, D.C. That's the problem, L. Why hasn't that mass shooter in Fort Hood been executed yet? You know, it goes back. I hope I don't know the individual that did kill himself. I think I met the guy 45, 50 years ago. I hope I didn't. You have to go back and read the book, Naked Communist. It's all out of Washington, D.C. and Hollywood.
All right, Casper. Thank you. Kristen Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind. Why is this happening?
I think it's twofold. I think part of it has to do with the population being a lot larger, the largest ever been. I mean, there's a ton of people here, and we outnumber the police. And there's guns everywhere. It's easier to get a gun illegally than it is legally. That's for sure, and that's been proven. And because of which, our police are rightfully scared. So they have militarized themselves. And in twofold, because of that, us, the public, we're afraid of the police because they roll up in body armor, SWAT trucks, armored vehicles. that's a very scary thing as a person who just lives a day-to-day life.
That is? That's not scary to me. The idea that law enforcement would have all kinds of tools to protect themselves, I think that's good. That allows them to better protect us.
It is good, but it's also scary. On the other side, too, as a civilian, to know that we don't have that kind of power at our convenience.
I hope I don't mean you. I hear you saying that because they have, these tools, that somehow then it prompts the people on the other side to say, "Well, I'm scared, so I'm going to shoot at them."
Well, no, not necessarily we're going to shoot at them, but it creates an air of uncomfortableness, I'll put it that way. And also, too, there's been a lot of stuff around the country in the last couple of decades of police overreaching their bounds, using civilians to do the dirty work, and like the kid that washed up dead here on the shore here a couple of years ago, who was doing the dirty work for the DCI in Fargo. Stuff like that. I mean, things like that shouldn't be happening. Civilians shouldn't be put in harm's way.
I don't disagree there, but I think we're missing the root cause of why our people are hunting us, is what the sheriff is saying. Why? I need a why. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.